We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Scott Capurro live on Instagram, full set tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So you can chip because COVID, you know? So now he's reverted to his Instagram shows on Saturday nights. They are really fun, very casual. Now it's time for your chance at 3-day general admission passes for Bottle Rock Napa Valley 2022. All you have to do is take this hour's code word. It's dance, D-A-N-C-E, dance, the word dance. Text the word dance to 20357 right now, and you've got your chance at the best in live music, wine, food, craft brew. For your chance at Bottle Rock, text dance to 20357. This is the second, it's a penultimate time to win these tickets. Jane has your last chance coming up at 4 o'clock today. So make sure you're here on the Alice all day long. Do it. Time to the good old days. Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, 21 Pilots. new music comes out on Fridays. There's a few things today that are of note. We'll try and zip through this because I have a couple things I want to get to. The Lumineers have a new record out called Bright Side. This is their fourth album. And what did you grab off of this?
All right. The first one is called Bright Side. Okay. The title track. Title.
Alone on the free. I was stranded in the bed. You were listening to the dark side of the moon. I could barely see your eyes. Still silent in a hotel room, and the light in your eyes.
Okay.
That's a very different sound for them, or maybe I have them confused with someone else. I always thought they were like, kind of like Mumford and Sons, little brothers or something. Are they normally acoustic, or am I just mixing them up with somebody?
You know, the only other song I really know by the Lumineers is Hey Ho, or Ho Hey, whatever it's called. This is not necessarily what I was expecting, but okay.
All right. I don't
hate
it.
Was there another one that you, yeah, it's fine. Was there another one you wanted to do in particular, or shall we move to the next thing?
Yeah, I pulled another one called Big Shot. I liked it.
Okay, let's hear this.
Here it is.
You wanna be a big shot. You wanna be the big man. You wanna hold a big gun, you gotta have a quick hand. You wanna be the big shot now.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
I mean, you got the gist of it. Yeah. If you wanna hear Ho Hey, their original that they're popular for, it's this one. Right?
I guess it
This does. Is why I think they're Mumford and Sons' little brother. This.
Yeah, kind of chorusy sounding vocals.
Okay.
Elvis Costello and the Imposters have a record out today. This is actually his 32nd album. It's called The Boy Named If, and it comes with an 88-page hardback storybook edition with if you buy the album. So it's a concept record, maybe? It's got a whole story that goes along with it. A Boy Named If, what did you grab off of this?
Magnificent Hurt.
All right. Oh, great. It's the way you make me feel magnificent hurt. Oh, man. I love it. Sounds like old Elvis Costello mixed with the B-52s.
I loved his early records.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I love Elvis Costello. Sure, yeah. If you've got another one.
Paint the red rose blue.
You know, I forget how much I love his voice. Like that, his vibrato is so specific to him.
Yep.
So beautiful. Put that up again a little bit more.
What was he to do but turn the red rose?
All right, that sounds great. The name of that record is The Boy Named If. Elvis Costello's 32nd album. He also released an 88-page hardback storybook edition with the if you buy the actual album. The Wombats have a record out today. This is their fifth album, and I love the title, Fix Yourself, Not the World. So is this their first big hit?
Right.
All right.
So you want to hear the new one?
Yeah.
Here's Ready for the High.
I'm not sure if it's overmodulated coming from you or if it just sounds a little overmodulated.
I'll turn it down. You tell me.
That's better.
It's pretty like fuzzy, you know?
Yeah.
That fuzz
I love these guys, but they're not like a hit song band.
Machine.
I play their whole record. I usually put them on and then let the whole record play. So they may not have one that makes you go, that is a hit.
And we'll end with FKA Twigs. This is her first mixtape, which Bryn tells me is you take the beat from another song and then you rap or sing over it. I don't really know. For me, a mixtape was I like this song and this song and this song, and I'm going to press play and record on my physical tape recorder, and I'm going
to
give
it. A mix cassette tape. Right. Yeah, it's similar to that.
So it's called Capri Songs, and it's dirty, and it's so dirty that Bryn got super annoyed cleaning it up.
It's not that dirty. It's just, I just thought it was okay.
Okay.
Here's Tears in the Club featuring The Weeknd.
Oh, that's very hot.
I can just hear The Weeknd here.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm in the background.
He's coming up here. Oh, yeah, that's exactly why I didn't like it. If you move your body to the synths and the drum, babe. If you move your body to the rise of the sun, just go
with the motions, babe. Girl, you should go with the motions. So, FKA Twig, I don't know a lot of her Twigs. I don't know a lot of her music, but she dated Shia LaBeouf for a minute and he was abusive. And now I think she's with Robert Pattinson, who's the new Batman and also a vampire. And also Cedric Diggory. So there you go. And there's also there's something from Earl Sweatshirt and Cat Power and more, but those are the ones we wanted to highlight today. Here are 10 bands who set world records. And I thought that some of these are interesting. They're weird. Some of them are like, really? Okay. And also kind of how they define stuff too. Like Metallica, for one thing, this absolutely was a record. I remember them saying we're doing this in 2013. They became the first band to play on all 7 continents in 1 year.
Oh yeah, right.
So I don't know if someone else has done that since, but they did it first. Within 1 year span, they played on all 7 continents. Kiss holds a record during their Kiss 2020 Goodbye live stream in Dubai.
For the most goodbye tours?
That's what you'd think, but no.
Right.
That was the first thing I thought, longest goodbye tour. They had the highest flame projection in a concert. The flame shot 115 feet into the sky.
Oh, cool.
And they also held the record for the most flame projections launched simultaneously in a music concert. So they've got 2 records. Pearl Jam has a record. They have the most live tracks released in 1 week. These are very specific.
That's weird.
Last year, they put out an entire digital archive called Deep, and it's 5,404 live songs that have been compiled over a span of 14 years of touring. So they released their entire archive to the world. And because they did it all in 1 week, they hold the record for most live songs released in a week. Motley Crue has a world record. They have the first song to sell better on Xbox than on iTunes. They have a song called Saints of Los Angeles. I don't know this song. And it was downloaded 37,000 more times in its first week on Xbox Live than it was on iTunes.
All right.
So the record is 37,000, everybody. Paramore, they actually, in their music video, Ain't It Fun, they set 10 world records, which is so bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen the video. So I'm not going to give you all 10, but they have the most feathers caught in 30 seconds.
What?
I don't know. The longest time spinning a vinyl record on a finger, which actually seems like, because it has a hole in the middle, you'd be able to do it as long as you wanted.
Well, that's the problem, though. So you have to do that for 3 days.
And this is an odd one, the fastest time to run backward holding stuffed animals while blindfolded for 30 feet.
Okay, so they looked for records to break and then did that specifically. Got it.
Ain't it fun?
Yeah, okay. I just looked up the music video. The first thing when you hit play on the music video, it says, on December 2nd, Paramore set out to break the most world records in a music video.
Okay.
So that was the whole premise.
And by the way, setting 10 world records in a video is also a world record. So they got them all. They own all the records. 21 Pilots are the first musical acts to certify at least RIAA Gold, Recording Industry of America Association or something, for every single track on two consecutive albums, Vessel in 2013 and Blurry Face in 2015. And, of course, they're headlining Saturday Night at Bottle Rock this year. Iron Maiden. They have the most songs. Yep. I should have waited for it. My bad. They have the most songs featured in video games for a metal band with a total of 51. However, Green Day has the most for a rock band. They make that distinction there with 57 songs.
Oh.
In a video game. OK Go became the first to shoot a music video on a reduced gravity aircraft. They have some great videos. OK Go is, I don't even care about their songs. I just watch their videos. It was for Upside Down and Inside Out. And then a band called Shinedown, which I've heard the name, but they have the most.
I know Shinedown.
They have the most number one hits on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart, which is a separate chart from like the, you know, the Hot 100.
Right.
They have 16 total number one hits on the Billboard. Nobody else has done that in rock. So congrats to them. All right, there you go. Bands who set world records.
Wow.
The Weeknd, you remember, there have been rumors on and off about him and Angelina Jolie seeing each other.
Yeah, so there were reporters saying that they went out to dinner or different rendezvous that they've had.
People are really looking at this new record, Don FM, and they say that he's resurrected the Angelina Jolie dating rumors with a couple songs on this record. So I'll tell you the lyrics and you can decide. In the song Here We Go Again, he says, "My new girl, she a movie star," as we know. That's a pretty, that's not even a hint. That's just a
straight
statement.
Up.
There's more. In the song Starry Eyes, The Weeknd sings, "I only met you in my dreams before when I was young and alone in the world, and now you're my reality, and I want to feel you close, but you're defeated, baby. Broken, hurt, and suffering from a shattered soul. You weren't touched by a man for so long because the last time it was way too strong." And they're saying this could be a reference to their age gap, which is about 15 years, and her public divorce with Brad Pitt. As for not being touched by a man in so long, her only public fling since Brad was in 2018 with a real estate agent. So maybe that's what he's referring to. But anyway, people just, they want them to be together, I guess. The Weeknd, the singer, and
weren't
Angelina.
There tons of rumors, though, about her going, because this was also being reported, that she was going to the apartment of her ex-husband, Johnny Hooker?
Johnny Lee Hooker.
Johnny Lee, is that it?
I think so.
Whatever. And maybe they were like just that. Friends. I don't know, but, you know, grown ups.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Tend to do each other when
they do.
You know, they're alone.
We're both adults. Neither of us is attached. Who's going to know? The Weeknd also said that Dawn FM, which he released, I think, a week ago today, he says that I wonder, did you know you're experiencing a new trilogy? So fans have begun to theorize, because that's what they do, that the title of his next album will be Afterlife. They think the character in After Hours has died and is in purgatory in Dawn FM, and then we'll go to heaven or hell in the third chapter of the trilogy. So After Hours was the first part, then Dawn FM, then they think Afterlife or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess.
Deep.
Really deep. And
deep thoughts on The Weeknd.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, I have lots
and
of thoughts.
And Johnny Lee Miller.
We're thinking of John Hooker.
Right. I always think about those stories because you used to tell us after. I'm a Rachel fan. What's her damn name?
Jen Aniston.
I'm a fan. I think she's really pretty and I like her work. Okay. I'm not a fan and like I don't have her poster or I've never really dreamed about her per se, if you know what I mean. But I like her. And I'm surprised he would leave her, except that the stories you told about Angelina Jolie, like when those two, I think they went to someplace in Africa and the hotel like thought someone was being attacked by a lion. Mm. And it turned out it was Brad getting done by Angelina Jolie.
Right. She was really enthusiastic.
And I always think like that is the way, I guess. You just do someone in a way where they go,
it blows their mind.
I've never been done like this, right. Ever.
And I want to keep doing
I have to have,
like
even though we all know that stuff, you know, there's
it
a...
Never, it doesn't last like right. That. Like the things that you are going crazy over when you first start doing each other, you know, it is going to become... And you hope that there'll be enough going on in the relationship that you're perfectly happy with that, right?
With what you've got, right, exactly right.
You settle in, you remember the good old days, and once in a while you go crazy, but mostly it's married sex.
Right.
Yeah. I really just quickly wanted to tell you, too, that the Coachella 2022, fingers crossed, lineup has been announced. Kanye West, Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, Megan Thee Stallion... Phoebe Bridgers, Run the Jewels, Japanese Breakfast, there's some DJs, many, many more will apparently grace the festival's return after cancellations and delays. They're coming back in April, and they've announced a ton of people, so you can actually, I'm sure it's Coachella.com or something, and find the full lineup, but they're saying, we're on, it's happening, and here's who's playing. So if you love yourself a yes, if you love a festival.
When does Bottle Rock go on sale? Like
Bottle Rock's on sale. The 3-day passes went on sale like Monday or I think. And then yesterday, those single day passes.
Yesterday was single pass. Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking at the clock going, it's not today, is it? At 10 o'clock. But okay, it's yesterday. Got it.
So lots of festivals. I mean, we're all ready for it. Theoretically. Can't wait. Let's hope it all goes well.
Ooh. I am
crossing fingers, knocking wood. All the... Whatever you can do to make it all happen.
Yeah, I don't want to be negative. I know my kids
went back to
school.
I like the guy from Mass General. Mass General says, this is going away.
Right. My kids went back to school and have since been sent home. So, unfortunately, the prediction that the holidays was going to create a surge, they came true. And we're living it. Yay. Yeah.
Hooray. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, besides a Sleep Number commercial,
oh, yeah,
I have important information you need about the Niners and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.